819, we have emergency triple team traffic. And what are you looking at now, Andy?
Amanda, I'm looking at a couple of crashes on I-15 in Murray. They're on the northbound side, each one. One over to the left, one over to the right side, just a few hundred yards from each other. Slowdowns, though, solid from about 7200 south all the way almost to 45th. Plus, you've got your northbound slowdowns that are always there between 114th and 106th south, heavy and slow up towards 90th. So really between 114th and 45th south, there's only a small stretch where you're going anywhere near the speed limit, Eric.
We do have an accident reported over on the Backus Highway. This is SR-111 over the far west side of the valley in West Jordan. As you approach the 7800 south exit or intersection, you are going to have to be diverted there and go eastbound on 78 south. Down in Utah County, no problems on I-15 until you get up to Lehigh's Main Street, then you got a smidgen of slowdown before you get up to 2100 north. Heather?
Still a stop-and-go drive southbound I-15 as you leave Centerville and head toward Beck Street in North Salt Lake. A lot of that due to an earlier crash that's now cleared. All the lanes are open, but the residual delays remain. And then a lot of people taking Legacy as their alternate, and that's slowing you down now between Woods Cross and the I-215 North Interchange. Introducing Always Black Friday, a top 10 eBay seller. Be the first to get deep discounts on the most popular holiday gifts at their new brick-and-mortar location, 865 12th Street, Ogden. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.